This is Cami Berthume taking over the mic for Patrick Connolly, and you're listening to Practicing Catholic. In the world of fashion, especially swimwear, it can be difficult to find modest, high-quality, and ethical pieces. Well, have no fear, Catherine Huss of Sienna & Co. Swimwear has found a solution. Catherine is the founder and designer of Sienna & Co. Swimwear, with former experience in apparel design. After setting up base in San Diego while growing up with Minnesotan roots, Catherine's joining us to share about the inspiration behind her swimwear line. Catherine, welcome to Practicing Catholic. It's great to have you join us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, so much fun. So getting into it right away, being that the topic of modesty seems to be a pretty prevalent conversation piece for Catholic women at the moment, would you mind sharing a bit about your inspiration behind a modest ethical swim line and like where did it all start?
Yeah, I definitely feel like I grew up with modesty and that lifestyle. It was taught that it was important, but I also really loved fashion and clothes, and I really didn't feel like there were many options that I could find that kind of fit both of those needs that I was looking for. And so that's kind of where the inspiration for designing modest swimwear came from, was just I have never been able to find a swimsuit that has everything I wanted. Just something that has more coverage that I can feel comfortable and confident in. And so I just, you know, thought if I am looking for this, other people must as well. And I've also learned that modesty can be subjective. I think the church doesn't have any standard teaching on modesty. And I do think it's one of those topics that the faithful, we are just, you know, called to discern in conversation with the Holy Spirit, what is best for us. And so, yes, definitely there are more modest swimsuits out there than my designs in Sienna & Company. I mean, literally you can find swimsuits that now cover from head to ankle and everything in between. But the way I describe these is they provide more coverage than the average swimsuit. So yeah, everyone just kind of needs to discern what is best for themselves, but yeah, just excited to provide more options here.
Beautiful. I love it. So kind of going to the beginning of all of this, please, you know, walk us through the design and creation process. So you touched on features that were more important to you and that you had been looking for. So what were these features? And how did your experience in the fashion industry previously kind of help shape your company?
Yeah, so I was able to study Catholic studies at St. Thomas and then at the same time apparel design at St. Kate's, the sister school down the street. So I loved being able to study those two at the same time, kind of learn the ins and outs of the fashion industry, how to sew and how to construct and design and kind of all those elements of that industry. But also the biggest takeaway that I gained from studying Catholic studies was always putting the dignity of the human person first and foremost. And so I feel like that's kind of what I try to keep in mind throughout this whole process of designing and production. So when designing, yeah, I just think kind of, as I mentioned before, I'm just making what I wish was out there. So just thinking of the design elements and the kind of garments that I would want to wear. So our designs are kind of sophisticated. It's all black right now. And they're flattering. They don't hide the female figure, but I think complement, the way God made us. And so you definitely look like a woman wearing them. Keeping that in mind. And then another thing that's important too in the design process for me is, you know, clothing can't be one size fit all, especially when it is a swimsuit that is form fitting, but just trying as best I can to fit in design elements that will help it fit many people. So different things like adjustable straps and versatile styles that you can wear many ways, mix and match styles. So just trying to make it as versatile and accessible for a lot of people without it being custom made.
Beautiful. And I love what you said about it just dignifying our bodies, you know, instead of hiding them and just recognizing the beauty of the human form. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So, you know, I'm sure just like any significant project, you may have experienced your fair share of road bumps along the way. So what challenges have you conquered when it comes to like the start of CNN Co. to now?
Yes, so many challenges.
Could be with design or, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So I first started CNN Company at the beginning of COVID. So just learning all of this throughout that process has been a huge learning curve. So I have tried to work with many different partners, factories and vendors and pattern makers. And I have had to go through several different seamstresses and factories because a lot of people have had to close multiple times for COVID, or maybe they closed and then reopened, but they couldn't get their workers back. They couldn't get people to come back to work. Or another big issue is, yeah, finding people who are making clothing with the quality that you want in the environment that you want, that they're, you know, paying their workers a fair wage. So there's that whole piece of finding people to work with who, yeah, are just kind of on that same mission with you and the quality that you want. Another huge challenge I found is fitting and making sure that, yeah, everything fits the way that I want and that is going to fit many people. And yeah, I had to go back to the drawing board several times specifically about coverage. You know, a sample would come in and yeah, I just didn't feel like it had the amount of coverage that I wanted. And I think I call myself a perfectionist now. And so that's really come to life through this whole process, but also high standards, you know, you want what yeah. you make and put so much time and energy into coming out. Yeah. In a high quality way and in the way you'd want it. So those are just a couple of the main challenges I've come across.
Yeah, and your pieces are so beautiful. Like you said, they're in just the very classic black, flattering cuts. So I've personally seen your brand all over social media, just from shares and all that, people just supporting you in that way. So could you kind of share just a bit about the support you've received leading up to and during your Kickstarter launch? And maybe just kind of explaining what Kickstarter is if people are unfamiliar.
Yeah, so I decided to launch CNN Company by building up pre-orders through Kickstarter. So Kickstarter is just a website, a platform that you can put out a creative project and kind of share with the world all about that project. And then if people want to receive that project or the product, or they just believe in what you're doing, they can back the project by, committing to providing a certain amount of money. Again, that could just be promoting and supporting that project, or it could be you'll get the product. So a lot of people who gave to the Kickstarter will get that swimsuit in return. So I really like that model for CNN Company because I am trying to, you know, be sustainable and good stewards of the resources and not make a bunch of extra swimsuits that, you know, we're not even sure if the demand is there yet. So this way we know exactly how many swimsuits to make, what sizes, what styles, so that there is no extra waste. So yeah, I mean, you're so right. There was so much support that I just really was overwhelmed with and so grateful. And yeah, Cammy, it was so fun connecting with you and you're one of the great supporters. And it just, yeah, it was so overwhelming to know that other people believed in this so much because, I mean, it's, you know, I'm kind of biased. I started it and I made it, so it makes sense that I believe in it so much, but to know that others, yeah, are on this mission too. And it just really shows that there is a need and there is a desire. And I really do feel like it, you know, it takes a village and that's kind of where the Ann Company is in CNN Company. It takes so many people and it isn't just me. It's all those who have supported me along the way. So I'm just so grateful that, yeah, a lot of people were able to share it and just get really invested, you know, loving to try on the swimsuits and feel them and just be excited about what is being made here.
Oh, totally. And you kind of touched on the Ann Co. part of your company's name. So can you share the inspiration behind the Sienna? Obviously, your name's Catherine of Sienna. Is that the only tie, or do you have kind of more of a connection to her?
Yeah, exactly. So I was really inspired by Siena, Italy. So I got to visit there when I was on the study abroad trip through the Catholic Studies program at St. Thomas. And I just felt like the Italian style, just, yeah, sophisticated, timeless, feminine, definitely, you know, resonated with me. I got to visit a Eucharistic miracle there. And it just, I just really felt like the Lord was very present with me. He always is, but just kind of in a special way there in Siena. Got to see some of the remains of St. Catherine of Siena. So I just felt like that was kind of a, a great patron for this endeavor. And definitely the style of Siena, Italy, and different parts of Italy were a huge inspiration. So gotta love that place.
Oh yeah. So kind of looking forward to the future of Siena and Company, can our listeners still pre-order a swimsuit at your website? And if so, what is your website? And what's the best way to connect with you there?
Yes. So their pre-orders for the swimsuits are still available either until those kind of numbers are reached, or the swimsuits will be shipped around January. So whichever one comes first, but yeah, they can definitely head to the website, which is siena-co.com, siena-co.com, and they can order there. And yeah, that's definitely, you know, first things first, just getting this first production run made. That's what we're in the middle of now. And then just kind of seeing if there is a demand for more styles after that. I think the first thing people are asking for is more colors, which I definitely understand. Ooh. So that might be the first thing to pursue after that. And then a couple more styles as well. So just taking everything one day at a time.
Beautiful. I was going to ask, what does the future hold? So you answered that perfectly. One day at a time. And so lastly, kind of how we were talking about how social media is influential kind of in your business, where can our listeners find you there?
Yeah, the best way is our email, or sorry, their website. That's just kind of where it has all the information. There's an email list there that you can stay connected with everything that's happening. And then if you're a more visual person, Instagram we love as well. And that handle is Siena_co, Siena_co.
Perfect. Well, Catherine, thank you so much for joining us on Practicing Catholic and for being a voice in the fashion industry for Catholic women everywhere. And yeah, may God bless your endeavors. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Cami.
Yeah. When we return, it's an event we all know and love, Archdiocesan Youth Day. Patrick will take a look at what's in store for the AYD hubs of 2021. You won't want to miss it.